Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, are we rolling?
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting. Thank you for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Very exciting because you're listening to episode 101. You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to.
You can also on Twitter.
YouTube.
Facebook.
Instagram.
TikTok.
On the TikToks, you can find us.
You can find us on Google, but just stick to the front, the first page.
I'm thinking about joining Twitch, which is a gaming website, so you can sit and watch me play solitaire in the middle of the
night.
Well,
while
when I
can't
you sleep.
Do join that, I will just Twitch.
And it'll
because
be
nothing sounds worse.
No, it'll just be a picture of me in the corner with my double chin and readers on.
What if you became like a really good gamer? Your first of all,
I'm pretty good at solitaire.
Your kids, it would ruin video games for them, which is kind of genius.
It's my master plan. Thank you.
But also, like, there, I do think I would be pretty good at it. I went to one of those, like,
you would because you can move quickly. I can't.
I really like virtual reality stuff.
Like, sure, I could see you doing that.
I was.
Plus, you like any like kind of headwear that you can
listen.
Put on.
It was the greatest, easiest way to look hot because I had this big head thing on. And we were in a moat.
They're slimming is what's
no,
nice.
Because I was my avatar was so hot. I got a glimpse of myself.
Yeah.
And I was like this like sexy
anime
farm girl.
Kind of.
Totally with like big old boobs and tiny waist. I was like, fuck the gym. I'm going to get this. What is this
you
thing called?
Live in
an
virtual
Oculus?
Reality, you guys.
I'm going to have an avatar. That's way easier. It was pretty awesome, and I was a very good shot. In fact,
my avatar looks like Mrs. Garrett from...
Which is exactly what you would go for.
I would, yeah.
Not
but
me.
You know
I was
what?
Like, I want to sex it up.
Miss Garrett's a brick shit house, man. She's
yeah.
like built.
She's nothing but
and
boobs and
our
butt.
Age, our age, too.
Is she our
I'm
age?
I'm pretty sure when she was on Facts of Life, she was absolutely our age, and she's like, she's a grandmother!
Oh, God.
But
that's
she's
like,
our age.
That's upsetting. That is... Yeah, thanks for bringing it down. I'd rather be a, like, 21-year-old avatar. Very flexible.
Yep.
Moves with smooth moves.
Yeah.
No,
I get it.
No
I'll do,
hip dysplasia.
I'll do an avatar for my
your solitaire?
My Twitch solitaire page.
And I'll come join you, but I'll just do dance moves. It'll be great.
I wish I would have been into it during Candy Crush because I was killing
it. I know.
That
everybody
game.
Was really into Candy
it's
Crush.
Great. I
Not
used
me.
To do it when I was breastfeeding. Because it was like up all at night, and I'd be like, ooh, not only do I feed the kid, I'm going
to
get up and I'm going
to
like
That's
play another round of Candy Crush.
Be into. I felt like I just wanted to cry all the time. So
oh, that
that's what I did. Was
it kept me from deep diving into true crime
Oh, I
in the
did.
Middle of the night.
I
and then,
did.
Yeah.
That's why my
good.
Son likes it. We've dabbled. I've just let him start watching Unsolved Mysteries, I told you. And then we watched a 2020, and I knew... I read the caption and then I, you know, has dot, dot, dot. And then it says more. So we made it through halfway. And it was a very compelling story. I was like, oh God, this is too much. And then I read the dot, dot, dot. And I was like, oh my God, I have to get out of here. This is all of a sudden this guy's like going to clubs and hooking up with like 8 chicks. I'm like, I got to get off of this episode immediately. So all of a sudden I was like, oh, Finn, we got to go downstairs. And the TV isn't working.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. No, he's not that. Now he's like, he's that's like, all I want to watch because I'm not supposed to. I can tell.
I know. Because I start sweating. I start sweating, which is, that's a good segue into what we're talking about today. Is
fear in your eyes.
Fear in your eyes. Which is, first of all, I have to say, because this makes me laugh at us and is exactly who we are as humans. But for the 100th, is that my lisp?
Our centennial episode,
you probably know that our guests were our husbands.
Yep.
And I would just like to say that the first time, first of all, it was like scheduling the Beatles. Like, they're... Our schedules have been so insane.
Yes.
We thought it was a layup to have our husbands. It would have been easier to get like Channing Tatum than to get our husbands all in the same room.
Why didn't we get Channing
Why didn't we get Channing?
Sorry to disappoint everybody. I've
been like,
everybody.
Hey, fellas, step aside, Channing Tatum. You're listening, we're available to podcast or cuddle.
Let me tell you that one scene where you're driving the car in that movie with Sandra Bullock, I laughed till I peed. I pee very easily, but you really—he
did it for me in 21 Jump Street. And also, let's not mince words. Magic Mike. All right, everybody, just give me a break.
A little bit.
Just need to be all dancing.
Share the wealth, you know.
100%.
Feels like you got too much going for you, Channing.
So we recorded our 100th.
No.
I'm sorry. Let me restate that. We had
a
100th episode, but we did not have Casey, and because we are not geniuses.
And because there might have been a huge bottle of champagne involved.
Like, huge, like, comically large.
Yep.
I think they call them a magnum.
So they call Channing Tatum that.
That's right. Yeah. So a magnum of champagne. We did not hit the record button.
We've got, you guys. It was a great episode.
So what you're listening to on the 100th episode
last week was
take two.
Yeah.
Which was nice because we could give our husbands some direction.
That's technically the 101st episode, but
That one we'd love to share it with you, but we don't have it.
But
so
we were like, we wanted to talk about the 4th of July because even though that's in the past, there's this really fun thing about celebrations in the Midwest that we don't have out here. And it's like, number one is just the danger, the pure danger involved.
This is our post July 4th podcast episode where we talk about the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's very
as we know it,
guys. We're so
as we know it, and as our parents knew it, and how different it is for us.
Listen, we are moms and we're very busy. So 15 days late counts as on time.
On time.
Moms,
I'm showing up to a wedding right now.
We're early for next year.
That's right.
Is all we are. So 100%. Mind your business. But we had a good time, but not like, can I show you this video?
Yes, please.
Because you guys, my husband showed me this video. Everybody's
if
okay.
If it's the spinning lady.
Oh, God, it's
not
the spinning lady.
I'm not going to make it back.
Okay, so the spinning lady. It's not. Okay, you guys
got to
watch the spinning lady for sure, but okay.
I can't. So I won't make it through that
We'll post this on the podcast page.
But
this is pretty great. My husband showed me this video. And we watched it about 19,000 times. So it's fireworks gone wrong. It's a really
God. No.
Yep.
No.
Everybody's okay. So
no.
Feel free to.
God, is that my street? Is
feel
that my
free
parents'
to enjoy
street?
It. Yep. Okay, we're watching it.
Okay,
they
just
set up
sitting.
The fireworks.
Oh, no. I know what's going to happen.
It goes all out to the sides. It goes right at the minivan. Somebody grabs the baby.
Oh!
The car gets lit on fire. And Vietnam, you guys, it's crazy explosions.
Does the minivan explode? Jeez.
Look at everything explodes. I think the grill explodes. Okay, so my husband showed it
just
to me.
Just imagine the insurance adjuster's like, all right,
no,
go over this
fault.
Again.
This is entirely
wait,
your fault.
Where did you get such, why did you buy anything that said TNT on it?
Missouri.
Well,
yeah.
But we're in Nebraska, so how did you get it?
Do you know?
Well, my uncle crossed state lines, put him in the back of his car,
this
hit him.
Yeah.
Hit him.
Of course, just in case.
Under the fuel tank.
That's, yeah.
Brought him across state lines. We put him in the neighborhood for all the kids to enjoy.
Well, so it went viral on Twitter. My husband showed it to us the next day. And then I just saw my friend in Bellevue, Nebraska, Jose Santiago, had posted it. He goes, "That's my neighbor."
No.
Yeah, it was in Bellevue. Yeah, so everybody in the world has seen how we like to do it in Nebraska, which is you spend a good half your July income on a trip to Missouri to buy illegal shit, and then you light it on fire.
And you watch shit explode. And here's the thing. We've talked about this in a video before, but I remember, like, just like that, it would be, like, your neighborhood street or somebody had a farm and you would go out there. But no one was like, hey, the dads are going to go really far away and there's going to be one sober dad who, with a little bit of common sense, lights these things has some safety.
No, there's none.
God, no. My dad was like, hey, Kristen, unwrap the mega booster and bring me a natty light, and I'm just going to light this with my cigarette.
Oh, that's right, because some of them, if you really think they're going to go off huge, you get the drunkest person who's got a little courage in them to go ahead and
wick,
light it.
Yeah, good luck. If the wick is small, they're like, oh, we're lighting it. We paid $27 for this sucker. We're not going to let it go.
This is the grand finale. There's no way I'm going to light
this sucker off. I don't understand how we have fingers or hands if you are from the Midwest and you've done a 4th of July the way we did. I don't understand it. I don't understand how we have, because two different, now you've heard this story, but it bears repeating. I'm going to keep it short. 4th of July, Trent Wagner's farm.
Trent Wagner.
This is before I was full pitter-pat, but I knew I was feeling things, but not fully yet. I was still into the fireworks, but not the fireworks I had for him. Anyway, went to his farm. My parents are the, like, you go have your fun. We'll catch you on the ride home. And I'm like, fine. And so we were all lighting, like, black cats, which are the little.
All they do is make horrible
Just make
noise,
a horrible
like a,
pop. Yeah. And they always explode too close to you. And guess what? My brother threw one at me. It exploded. I go to my mom. I'm like, I've got something in my eye. A firework went off by my eye. Us as parents, it would have been a game changer.
Yep.
Everybody would have stopped. 911.
Like,
we would have been like, I'm going to urgent care.
We're not losing.
My mom's like,
eye.
You're fine. I go, I'm like, thanks, Terry. Your overwhelming compassion is warming to me. So my eye starts to swell. My mom's like, well, can you grab me another natty light? I think it's fine. Just put a can on it.
Yeah, put a natty light on your eyeball.
Then the next day, my eye is like a sea creature, like just flat. Like there's no definition to my eye. And I'm like, does anybody give a shit? So the next day, here it is. You know this, and it's so gross.
I know what's going to happen.
I felt what felt like a piece of sleep in the corner of my eye. And I knew what it was. And I started picking at it. And then I was able to grab the tip with my finger and my thumb, and I pulled it, and it was a wick. It was a inch and a half long wick that had flown into my eyeball.
That's
that
a projectile.
Nobody gave a shit about.
No.
So you know what I did? I went into my parents' room at 6 a.m. on the 5th of July, and guess what? They were hungover as fuck. So I went in, and I showed them this wick that was full of my eye goo.
Yeah.
And I held it so close to their face that I hope they both, like, just retched
hungover
for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, so I didn't have anything in my eye, did I?
Yeah. So this is the wick, and you'll notice at the end is my retina.
Yeah, is my retina. So, and my eye immediately was fine.
Yeah.
It was red. But I would just like to say, I also caught my hand on fire with a sparkler. And that was the worst day of my life.
They're the hottest burning firework. And we give
them
to toddlers.
And if this stuff gets on your hand,
it burns. I thought I had sun damage on my arms, but I think it's probably
from a sparkler.
Especially
if you go to those ones in Missouri where they're like, are you trying to like launch a rocket?
It looks like a lightsaber. It's like 4 feet long. It's like
burning.
That is what killed Darth Sith, is a Missouri sparkler, you guys.
Missouri, be proud, man. Your fireworks stands. I don't understand it. I don't understand them.
You know, that's why they have such a robust Little League program, because it all goes to support it. That's why they're always going to
God bless them. As long as
internationals
it's,
in China.
If that's the truth, then I guess it's going for good. But all I know is like we would cross the state lines to get those. And by the way, the fireworks stands in Nebraska were not like small and babyish. You'd get these ones that were like size of like a drum and would have like a wick like that looked like rope.
Yeah.
And of course on the side they were like, danger, don't light while intoxicated. I'm like, That's the dumbest thing. Yeah, no, because my dad was like, how else would you light it?
Well, I will say to your story, I've never seen the silver lining until now, which is it could have been a parachute guy. One of those could have gotten launched in there.
They still would have reacted the same. They could have seen the parachute guy in my eye, and they would have been like, you're fine. Yeah, we're not leaving the party for this. It's 4th of July.
Just go put some water in it. Yeah, just go with water.
Go into the kitchen, put your eye under the sink, call us when it's better.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
As I was watching that video that's from Bellevue, shout out to
Bellevue.
That's
amazing. Although I was looking at the neighborhood and I was like, that looks like a nice neighborhood.
It looks like a Nebraska neighborhood. Yeah. It is a nice neighborhood.
It's like the big yard, front yards, side yards. Everybody's out having beers.
I have a theory about this and fireworks, which is that, well, let me get back to you. As I was watching that video where everything explodes in a nightmare sort of fashion, but, you know, once they fall on their sides, it's anybody's. We did go deep dive into a hole where we watched, like, a firework mishaps, and, like, there's dog named Cha-Cha that runs out and grabs it.
Oh, God. No, it's, Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha was fine, but the guy yelling at him, Cha-Cha is the funniest thing you've ever heard. I do recommend the dive, you guys. It's well worth it. But, like, my dad always had the hose ready. Like, we had a bucket of water.
Well, God, he's the only person I've ever heard in the history.
But this is where the worst case scenario is. I come about it, like, very earnestly. He would have a bucket of water, so when they were burnt, we would put the spent ones.
That's really smart.
They relight.
Jerry needed to teach a class, because my dad was like, some of these might still be on fire, but we're going to just go ahead and put them in the trash can with all the others.
That's two for one. We get a bonus show.
We used to start fires with the leftover. Because no one was watching us.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. This is what I think fireworks do, is they represent America. Like, we're a bunch of ragtag.
Like, try it out.
Ne'er-do-wells. Yeah. Maybe not thinking with our whole heads. And we were like, you know what? I've had a couple beers. Let's blow some shit up. Let's escape the monarchy and start our own country, okay?
Right. And we're going to do that by doing the super blaster. Right.
So to celebrate that from 250 years ago, we're going to get drunk again. We're not going to use muskets. We're just going to use black cats, Roman candles.
Freaking one of those M80s that are so loud.
Oh, God. Those are illegal in Nebraska. Okay.
Well, my mom goes, well, Kristen, I didn't go to bed till 1 a.m. on the 4th of July because those kids were letting off the M80s. I'm like, listen, woman, you choose to live there. Like, yeah, you know what the 4th of July looks like. Like, there's no surprises.
Now, this could be urban legend, but I had heard at the point where they banned M80s, which was probably 71, you guys, it was a long time ago, whatever you had in your stock was okay to keep. Like, you could light those if they just couldn't sell them anymore. You couldn't, like, bring them in.
They reduced the...
So what that means is just before the law passed, somebody went out and bought all of them, and now we have 40-year-old expired fireworks that people are lighting up.
What are we doing? I have to say, it's been a long time since we've lived in Nebraska, and we were in Nebraska for 1 4th of July, and, like, my mom's neighborhood is, like, everybody's kind of older and they all have like little grandkids. So like it was very tame, but I still found myself like, so Finn's holding a punk that's like meant to light stuff on fire. His eyes are as big. Like he's like, this feels right. It was like watching a kid like, you mean I can have all the candy?
And remember how you hold it, right? In your teeth. You hold the punk in your teeth.
Oh, you light it with
with the punk. And then when you're adjusting it,
you hold the punk in your teeth.
Yeah.
My dad would, Dewey, I'm surprised he has a hand left in anything. But it's very different here.
My husband was shocked because he's from New York. And I would like to say he's from a very treed area. And that's why they didn't do it. But I'm from a very treed area in Nebraska.
And that's why we did it.
We totally did it.
We were like, you start the tree strip on fire. Everyone just thinks you've got the best stuff.
Make sure you've watered for the last couple of weeks. You're fine. But my mom in her neighborhood, when we were there just before we went on the first tour, my husband, it was the first time he was in Nebraska. And he was like, it looked like a literal war zone in the neighborhood where there's just like smoke in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's this cough is the fourth. That's the 4th of July in Nebraska.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know if you've been here. It's like an 80s music video, except nobody with like poison isn't walking through. It's just,
you know what? Laser light show.
Next
time I go back, I'm going to do it the right way. That's what you should do.
Because all we've ever done here is like the big fireworks displays, which I really
dig. Yeah, you just go to a big show.
I really dig them, but here's how I know I'm old. I was like, well, these fireworks need to get started. It is 9 o'clock.
Late.
And then I want them to be done by 10.
Yeah.
I don't want any riffraff after 10 p.m. I think we've seen enough.
Did you see?
The day is long. The night is long. Let's be done at 10 and be reasonable.
We're gonna get eaten alive with mosquitoes.
Gad. But I do like the big displays. I think they're cool and I feel safe.
I think I just tooted. Is that pick that up, Casey? I just giggled and it came out, I think. Something did. I don't know what it was.
That wasn't me. I don't think.
Well, because fireworks are illegal here except for like spark. We're in Southern California because it's a desert wasteland and all the not greenery that's now like brownery. You can't like – it'll just go up like a
– Yes. Fast. You'll burn down your neighbor's house fast and we can't afford that.
No, so you just got to go and look for a fireworks show. And a lot of them got canceled this year, which I don't know why.
I don't know. It was a strange nighttime year. But for me, our neighborhood is more about daytime 4th of July, which I really...
That's great.
I do enjoy it. But I will tell you this. We've lived in our neighborhood, I think it's our fifth year. Fifth year. And we have yet to go to one of these 4th of July parties and I don't lose a kid.
Literally,
the first year we lost Finn, and it was a big deal. And I started bawling in public, and then Colin and I had a marital dispute in public about who was watching Finn.
That seems natural.
And then, by the way, let me tell you, this is like four small blocks, and it's packed.
Sure,
it's packed. So that's how everybody got to know us. And then we lost our kid, and then we lost Eleanor the next year, and then it was COVID. And then it was COVID light, and then I kept losing kids, and then this year it was Eleanor. So it was it was both. But the thing I like about our 4th of July party is it starts at 10 and it's done at 1. It's reasonable. And you get there, you have some fun. There's a parade that you walk, and it's just one block. You walk around the block. And then there's an old cars show, and that goes for one block. That's really fun.
Yep.
You get to talk to everybody. Let me tell you what my favorite activity was. Yeah. There was a hula hoop contest, you guys.
Oh.
No, it gets better. They're like, hey, any kids that want to do the hula hoop contest, come on out. So like 20 of the like noodle kids you've seen get out there.
This is bullshit.
I know. I'm like, where's the adults division? Yeah. So the kids go, and they're going for a long time. These little hips are moving, and everyone's cheering. And then they're like, okay, guys, so we've got the winner from that round. Let's go ahead and bring the adults out. And the music starts, and then it's over. That's how fast they lasted.
Oh, no.
The adults.
How come you didn't get in there?
I knew because I felt like it was an unfair circumference of hula.
No.
I wasn't willing to move that fast. I knew what was going to be involved, and I couldn't take it. I was gearing up. I was on the sidelines.
I know you wanted to.
I was on the sidelines, and I'm like, do I go? And then I saw this neighbor, and she's very fit. And I was like, nope, I can't.
Kristen's
I'm wearing the wrong shorts.
She's got the golden retriever hips.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready to like move that fast.
Activate them that much. Yeah.
You know.
Well, we there's no parades here. Like, in
well, you live in the hilly part, so it's different.
Yeah, but I celebrated our country's independence with. I just took it as my ability to buy just limitlessly at the dollar store all the tchotchkes and red and white and blue shit possible.
Yeah.
And that was a good time. And then
I don't think that surprises any.
No, I think everybody expects that.
Like, I think
my husband does keep reacting in a not great way.
That's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. But you know what? I got it into one bid and I feel like that's a win. I did throw some stuff away just because it's been years.
I helped you remove your front stuff. That was not one bin.
There's still one thing up there. It always happens.
There's always there's one lingering like holiday item per holiday that you're always. God darn it, the snowman's still out there. I'm not going. You know what? Fine. We're 6 months out. Remember your neighbor when we were in Midvale?
Oh,
and
God.
She had her Christmas tree up.
March. Yeah.
We were like, you know what? Everybody's doing their best.
Hats off to you. I do remember, though, my friend Marv, his parents always used to have a big 4th of July party, and his mom had this talking hot dog and hamburger. Whoa, that Postmates guy is not bad looking.
Hey.
Sorry, we're getting lunch delivered.
Like, hold on, let me get my jaw right.
Wow.
Hey, where'd we order from?
I don't know. I'll order from it again, though.
Tell me we need mayo.
Hot flash. Let me tell you about our Postmates guy. So he's very tan.
Right.
Very thick.
Get back on the 4th.
Oh,
focus up.
We're doing hot flash. Okay.
I've got a hot flash.
Oh, you do?
It does not connect to the 4th of July whatsoever, but I was so impressed.
This is my secret hot flash is that Marv's mom had this talking hamburger and hot dog plastic tchotchkes that she served. They would open. She would serve mustard and ketchup.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that is a woman who's doing life right, you guys.
That's really funny and makes me want that.
I know.
That's so dumb.
It's so stupid. It's like, who?
But you'll never forget it. You'll be like, what a stupid, amazing thing that I think I need to have.
Exactly.
Kind of like fireworks.
Exactly.
Like, what a stupid thing that I think I need to have. Like,
there's a risk involved.
There's a risk.
Very high risk, but.
Weird and explosive. Great.
Yeah.
So we were our 4th of July parade, and this thing happened that. I was like, oh, boy, I got to tell Jen, this is, like, next level. So little Eleanor and, like, five of her neighborhood friends, they're all wearing their red, white, and blue, and there is a pie contest, right? And everybody takes it so serious. There were, like, 15 pies that were, like, out in front. Of course, I'm eyeballing. I'm eyeballing them for the obvious reason.
That's so old-timey
cute. Because there's pies. I'm looking at the pies. And then I look at Eleanor, and I'm like, what is she looking at? And she's looking at the guys.
Whoa.
Who were judging the pies.
Whoa.
Because these guys are like 17, 18-year-old boys who go to the local high school. Shit. And there were like six of them. So these boys, their mom is hilarious. She's like, stay focused. And they have a sheet in front of them. And all these boys, they look like a Rembrandt painting. They're all like taking bites of the pie and like really thinking about what would qualify this pie to win. And Eleanor is looking at these guys and the pies and then – one of them goes, do you want to try this one? And it was like, she turned around, Jen, and like sprinted to me and stood in front of me and could not speak. She goes, I go, what is wrong? And her face was bright red. So I thought, did she get stung by a bee? Is she okay? And then she was like, I went over to look at the pies. And then he said I could have a bite, but then I didn't want to because I don't know what happened. And she got like flushed. Twitter painted by the boys. And I was like,
whoa, that's
her
new.
Brain was like new. It was like new. And my heart was like, oh my God.
Talk about fireworks.
Fireworks.
That's exciting.
It was very sweet. And then she was on to the next, but it was funny to see her. Completely like the Trent Wagner thing where all of a sudden I'm like, you're a guy that I ride ATVs with. And then the next summer I was trying to wear high heels in front of him to get his attention.
Well,
didn't go well on a farm.
For one, I thought you meant it was one of those pie eating contests where you just put your face in and see how fast you can.
No, they were going to do a hot dog contest. I was going to sign up, but I felt like
I'm scared
I didn't want my husband
choking.
To get any
so
ideas.
Scared when I watched those Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I'm like, one of you guys is going to die. You
what
can't.
Food do you think you could, if you were a competitor? Really? No. BS. I see you eat nachos. You always order them and you eat like four in the corner and then I finish them.
What could I probably?
What could you like embarrassingly eat until like you felt like you were going to explode. Maybe win something.
Breadsticks from the Olive Garden.
That's a good one.
If they're extra buttery.
That's a good one.
You gotta lube them down.
That's a good one.
I did. I remember this. My dad would probably tell this story in a very different light, but we were at the Olive Garden. You know, they're bottomless. They'll just keep bringing them to you.
They're the best.
So my dad.
At Olive Garden.
I think I was probably maybe 10 years old. And it was a big deal to go to the Olive Garden. Super fancy. And this is probably before the food even came, honestly. I remember I had had 12 breadsticks.
God bless you. That's like an incredible feat.
Definitely a personal best. And my dad goes, wow, sure can't eat breadsticks. And I knew in that moment what that meant. But
you got to keep your eye on your business, sir. Here's what I could eat.
Cinnamon rolls?
No. Lasagna. That's a good one. It doesn't affect me. Honestly, we bought one of these like pre-made lasagnas, and I was like, is there another half in here?
Yeah. So like, what are you guys going like, to eat?
I was like, this is two bites for me. Yeah. Like, what? I'm insulted that you think this is an entire lasagna. This is one piece of lasagna for me, which explains a lot. But I am impressed with my lasagna eating skills. I think it's my last meal.
Really?
I think so. I don't need anything fancy.
I haven't had lasagna in years, honestly.
Oh, man, and I don't want your stupid veggie lasagna, so save your recipes.
Well, I
want the fat, meaty, four layers of ricotta.
Oh, yeah.
Ricotta.
I put a lot of veggies in mine, but I also put meat in it.
Yeah, because you're not a monster.
Yeah. So my sister-in-law and my nephew were here for the 4th, and this story reminded me of it. Your story about the teenage boys and Eleanor, which was that so Brayden's 21.
Oh, my God.
He goes to NYU. And so
fun.
He's got a bunch of friends that live out here that went to NYU. I know. It's great.
I have such FOMO. I'm like,
I know.
What are you doing today? You're just, like, going to go do whatever you want, be by a pool. Flirt, drink, eat.
You would have exploded. Thank God.
Yeah, I would have been real weird about it.
Totally.
I'm okay with that. I'm 10 years out from that being acceptable.
It's true. Especially because they went, they had some drinks.
Oh, they're loose. They're fun.
Every single one of them looked like they were from Dead Poets Society and the tapered pants.
You would have been like, enough already. My husband would have been like, what's happening to you? Yeah, I would have been.
This one to the chair.
I would have been like, fine, you can sit on my lap.
These guys, they're out wrestling in the yard.
Quit.
I'm not joking.
I would have been so weird. Like, I would have been standing with like a yard of margarita just sipping away.
Let me call some girls from down the street that are really going to appreciate this. I'm not.
But I was at home with my kid who had this random flu. So that was great.
Yeah. I was more worried about like what they were going to break. I'm like, hey. Don't hit my candy cart, you guys.
Not me. Like, you can hit me all. Oops. Oh, I fell into this.
Ooch. He is doing deadlifting now. You could be like, hey, you want to practice?
I can give him a strong 150. Like, I'll be like, look, I'm going to stand in plank, and then you try to lift me. Come on, boys. Make me the queen of Sheba.
But I did find out deadlifting, it's only to, like, your waist.
Right. Fine.
That's what you did in college. A lot of deadlifting for Kristen in college.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If you know what I mean.
It was deadlifting. It was half alive lifting. Speaking of Hawkeye, should I go to Hot Flash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I have a hot flash. I'm going to post the picture. This is not really a 4th of July thing, but this story, I don't know why, has like, excuse me as I burp.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, gather around. I've got a little bit of acid reflux and a bad hip.
Join us for the hotness podcast.
So there is this sport called artistic swimming. Mm. And there is this girl who is in the Olympics was this artistic swimmer. So the way I take it is it's sort of like synchronized swimming, but without anybody else. So you're doing like underwater ballet and it's really beautiful. And these, they're so athletic. Their bodies look like ballerinas, but they're also got the water element. So it's just magical.
I do that.
And
I do that. Well, anyway. It's artistic. It's interesting. It's definitely not regulation, my style.
It's not regulation. It keeps and what's afloat. Weird is she has to plug her nose with her fingers. So that
it
feels.
Goes, otherwise, it goes up there. I've had sinuses, you guys. My windows are too small.
These, nothing about that is artistic or artistic sexy. Swimming. But here's what you would have in common with this woman. So this swimmer, her name is, oh my God, I can't see it because I'm blind. Anita Alvarez. Okay. She's this incredible, like swimming dancer, whatever. And her coach, Andrea Fuentes, is her coach and is standing by the pool. So Anita dives in, right? She dives in and there's this incredible shot that is the side of the pool. So it's like you can see into the water and she is floating in the bottom.
Oh my God.
She fainted. As she dove in, she fainted underwater.
How does that happen? I didn't know that was a thing that could happen.
Oh, not only does it happen, this girl is underwater, passed out. And this coach does not wait a millisecond. She literally is on the sidelines and she's wearing like a zippy and like shorts. And she fully dives in and pulls this girl to the top. And without missing a beat, she takes her pinky, which I did not know this, takes her pinky and drives her nail into it. Because evidently, if you do that, it's an instant way to create pain and adrenaline. And Anita, like wakes up. Like, this coach, and when she's
that's
interviewed.
That's like a sternum rub thing.
Right.
Like where they, like, you know, firemen do it to.
Yeah, to, like, aggravate your, like, system. So, evidently, this coach, who's, like, supremely educated about water sports, she does not think this is that big of a deal. She's like, yeah, I noticed there weren't any bubbles, and so I jumped in and I grabbed her, and I was so, and she's like, no lifeguards, no lifeguards jumped in
because we talked about lasagna.
I know. Sorry. So she hesitated. She didn't hesitate. No, the lifeguards had hesitated. So you see this picture of her, and she looks like Superman. She is like driving her body through the water, and she pulls this girl up and she goes, I knew what to do because it's happened before. I'm like, Anita, you've got to stop fainting under the water.
Know. Anita Alvarez, Anita Fuentes, poolside at all times.
I need everybody
that
to.
That should be your drag name.
I'm like, holy crap. But this coach just handled it so well and proved that, like, you know when you're around something so much, it doesn't scare you anymore?
Yeah.
It seems like something that would alarm us. Like, that would be like, so traumatic.
She kept her wits about
her. She got her wits about her. And by the way, it was over and done with. Another American coach jumped in as well. But what I think is worth applauding is, like, what I think is hard to do is sometimes is to just trust your impulse and do it anyway. Like, what's the worst that could happen is that she was wrong and the girl comes in and they have to start over. Like, she's like, I thought you were passed out or I thought you were hurt. Like, I don't think anybody, like, just jump in anyway. Like, if a kid is need or an adult, like you just do it. Right? I just also thought it was very nice to know that, like, somebody really is watching out for you.
Yeah.
That, like, if you do pass out underwater, there's this, like, hero standing by, and she's, like, not panicked. Here's what she said, too. She goes, I knew she was fine. She came to. She was okay. Like, I'm like, get her a CAT scan. Like,
I know. We got to make sure.
But she's just like, now we went and had burgers. Everybody's good. She was just a little low on fuel. And, like, I'm like,
worry about
my God.
Dry drowning.
I'm like,
everything
oh,
they
my
post
God,
on the
so
internet
much.
That's dangerous.
Should we go? Wait, do we have a mom box?
I do or have a mom box.
Let's do a mom box because my stomach is going to start growling.
I know. Mine really is, you guys.
Mom box.
So we get, like, this really lovely email from
that?
Yeah, oh, that's all that. That's a lot.
It's a
phone book. This is all one.
This is the
this
email?
All one. Yeah, so I'm going to do.
Guys, we don't have the time.
I'm going to do an excerpt from Monica R.R. is her.
God bless her.
Yeah. She wrote and sent three different poop stories that have happened to her in her life or someone in her orbit. And let me tell you, they're all three worth it, but one is off the charts. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
It's off the poop charts.
Oh, God. Is it? Okay.
So this one involves her husband.
Oh, God.
My husband was having old age issues down south. Hemorrhoids. So I get him preparation H, So he puts one in. It's mostly those insert things, yeah. Okay? So
those are demoralizing. Casey's literally like, wait, what? I'm like, listen, they melt. The medicine gets faster, up in the oil.
Yeah. Nobody likes to put
make sitting
in
a desk chair a little more manageable.
Do. Yeah. Well, not for this guy, because listen, okay.
Oh, no.
He puts one in. He goes to work. Right before his meeting, he lets out a giant fart.
What is happening right now?
The Preparation H slides out as in the form of oil through his pants and onto his desk chair. He calls me crying / laughing because now he has to get the secretary involved. She's laughing so hard she can't talk.
Oh, God, that's not enough money. Why do you have to get her involved? She doesn't make enough money for that. That's an hourly position.
So I've got to run some clothes to his office ASAP. I fly across town to get to his work. Throw to his secretary a pair of clean underpants and
fresh... To the secretary, why isn't the wife going in?
Well, he's stuck in that chair. He's not. Don't get out of the chair, man. Stay in the chair. There's a.
Why is the secretary doing so much?
Because she's awesome. She's probably a mom. She's like,
Jesus Christ.
Look, I'm not going to shame anybody for this. I had a uterine prolapse when
right.
I.
Right. Like, she's not worried about it, but still.
Yeah, we got to laugh about it.
Be like,
this.
Hey, Dave, you just shit your pants. I'm here to help, yeah. But I think your wife should
every
be
time,
running point on
every
this.
Every time there's a holiday office party, I'm going to remind you to get me some, like, a good gift because I got shit on you. Literally. Literally, literally.
She literally was like, I got shit on at the office. Yeah. No, you're reading it wrong. No. I literally got shit on at the office.
So, I hand her the underpants, the pants. We're both laughing. Okay. My husband takes the chair and replaces it with one from another office.
No, wait. Nope.
He switched chairs with the absolute asshole of the department. He wasn't there that day. Then because I flew across town, stopping quickly with my daughter. Okay. She was stopping quickly, you know, doing that line.
Yeah.
She vomited all over the car.
Oh.
So I stop at a gas station, strip off her clothes, hose her off along with the car and the car seat, and was prepared to explain to an officer, I'm sorry, but she vomited and my husband shit his pants. Yeah. With an oil sludge involved. And that wins. That wins. That's about the best poop story.
I love that she is prepared to talk to the police because I do that too.
Because you've got one in a car seat, you're like, I need another adult to see that this happened to
me.
Because my husband's going to think I'm embellishing this vomit story to make it feel like my day was worse than his.
It's a contest. No, sir. Your day was worse. You shit yourself.
Yeah.
Like, let's make no mistake.
You ruined company property.
You
That's worse
crapped
than stealing
through
staples,
your
man.
Pants. Yeah. And you soiled yourself and you asked Janine, the nice secretary, to step in. You win. Worst day ever.
Yeah.
You win it. It doesn't matter. Yeah. She barfed all over the minivan. You win.
That's kind of the worst day. So that's
that
one
is
of the best
horrifying
crapping stories I've ever heard.
Yeah, he needed to let that thing take a minute. But guys, I think I got to be done because I need to eat and I want to eat. And
I
that
think
story
so.
Makes me not want to
Let's
eat at all.
Let's order some lasagna.
Okay, guys.
That's our podcast.
That's our podcast.